and Iraqi forces have uncovered a number of mass graves in Anbar province. Now, the graves were discovered during operations by the army to secure more regions from terrorists in the restive region. Officials say the recent atrocities committed by Daesh terrorists against civilians there in Anbar have sparked an uprising among local tribes there. Altaf Ahmed has more.
Iraqi officials say they have uncovered a number of mass graves in Iraq's restive province of Anbar. The graves lie between the districts of Sufia and Al-Bughanim, northeast of Ramadi. Iraqi forces say they have found the bodies of tens of civilians who were gunned down by Daesh for refusing to cooperate with the terror group.
Daesh terror group has been notorious for its heinous crimes and gross human rights violations committed against civilians in regions under its siege in both Iraq and Syria. Here in Anbar province, Iraqi officials confirmed to Press TV that the terror group has been involved in the mass murder of unarmed civilians who had resorted to the Iraqi forces ahead of the liberation of the regions they were living in.
Daesh terrorists have booby-trapped homes, destroyed infrastructure, used civilians as human shields. We have uncovered many mass graves. We have found bodies of women and children and elderly. The atrocities, however, have only made us want to cleanse our country from their presence and to liberate our territory faster.
The mass murder of unarmed civilians, however, has sparked outrage, evoking what many have described as a popular awakening. Just recently, tribes loyal to the Iraqi government have mobilized against Daesh militants in Al Jamaya neighborhood south of the district of Heat, 110 kilometers west of Baghdad. Daesh has also killed a dozen civilians in Fallujah. The victims were charged with trying to escape with their families through passageways established by government forces west of Fallujah. Government forces have called on people inside the city to evacuate and are reinforcing their presence in regions east and northeast of Fallujah. In Mosul, north of Iraq, Daesh militants have arrested tens of al-Sabawiyin clan and razed and looted at least 20 of their homes in Al-Qayara and Al-Shura, south of the city. Emboldened by the presence of thousands of Iraqi troops in the district of Mahmur, southeast of Mosul, the young men also rose up against the terror group. Iraqi officials have time and again stressed that uprisings against Daesh in areas under the terror group's siege are considered a significant power card to their advantage. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Ramadi, Anbar Province.